Ever imagine technology so advanced, it doesn't just lend a hand, but like actually enhances our abilities, even blurring the lines between human and machine? We're diving into the world of assistive augmentation today. And let me tell you, the future is looking anything but ordinary.
It really is remarkable. We're talking about a world where technology integrates so seamlessly with us, it practically becomes an extension of ourselves.
It's mind-blowing.
It is.
Our main source for this deep dive is a research paper presented at the 2023 Augmented Humans Conference. Apparently, it generated a lot of buzz, and I can see why.
Oh, absolutely. The researchers who authored this paper are some of the top minds in the field, and they really wanted to provide a new framework for how we even conceptualize the design of assistive augmentation.
So they kick things off by defining assistive augmentation. You know, what does that even mean? They describe it as interfaces that work in sync with our minds, our bodies, and even our behaviors. It's not just about lending a helping hand. It's about amplifying our existing capabilities.
It really challenges our perception of what's considered normal, doesn't it?
It does.
Take retinal implants for the visually impaired, for example. That's restoring a lost function. But then we have technology that could allow someone to hear color, something that goes beyond typical human
It
capabilities.
really makes you wonder, where does restoring end and enhancing begin?
And that's one of the key questions this paper explores. The researchers propose a fascinating way to visualize this entire field, a two-dimensional design space. One axis focuses on ability. Are we restoring a lost function or enhancing an existing one?
Okay, I'm following so far. So we've got one axis for what the technology does, either restoring or enhancing. That's the other dimension.
The other axis addresses bodily integration. Essentially, how deeply is the technology embedded within us? Think of it like this. A bionic limb would be high on both axes. It restores lost function and is a physical part of the user. On the other hand, a smartphone app, while potentially assistive, would be scored lower on both axes.
Interesting. So a bionic limb is like fully integrated, while a smartphone app is more of a tool we use externally, like a spectrum of how deeply these technologies become part of us.
And this framework helps us map out the vast landscape of assistive augmentation, showing us where different innovations fit and the relationship they have to our minds and bodies.
That's a really helpful way to visualize it. And speaking of visualizations, the paper actually provides some concrete examples of technologies that fit within this design space. They even have a section called a sneak peek at the cutting edge.
It's very fitting.
I was particularly interested in the finger reader. I mean, a wearable device that can help people with visual impairments read printed text. That's remarkable. What stood out to you in that section?
Well, the finger reader is a fantastic example of restoring function with a relatively high level of bodily integration. It uses a camera to scan text and then converts that text to speech.
So it's like having a personal reading assistant right at your fingertips.
And on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, they mention something called ticklefoot.
Ticklefoot.
Yes.
That sounds interesting.
It's very
What
interesting.
is it? Some kind of high-tech foot massager?
Not quite. It's a device designed to evoke laughter through technology. So yes, it might involve tickling your feet, but the goal is much more intriguing. It explores how assistive augmentation can influence our emotions.
Wow, I never would have imagined technology being used in that way. It makes you think about the potential of assistive augmentation to influence our emotional well-being.
It certainly does. And then moving to the enhancing ability side of their design space, they showcase even more diversity in the potential of this field. Take Alter Ego, for example. This silent speech interface is worn over the ear and allows users to communicate without actually speaking aloud.
Wow, silent communication. That sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie.
It really does.
What else did they highlight on the enhancing side of things?
They also talked about Swimoid.
Okay.
A robotic swim buddy that provides real-time feedback to improve your swimming technique.
Okay.
And OEAM, a device that translates your emotions into vibrations that can be felt by others.
So we've got everything from reading printed text to silently communicating, enhancing athletic performance, to literally wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Yeah.
The possibilities seem almost endless.
And that's exactly what the researchers were hoping to convey. Yeah. They weren't just showcasing these advancements.
Right.
They were challenging us to think critically about the broader implications.
Okay.
What happens when we blur the lines between human capability and technological enhancement?
It's both fascinating and a little bit daunting.
Yeah.
It really does make you question the future we're creating.
It does raise some profound questions.
Yeah.
For instance, if we have the technology to enhance human capabilities so profoundly,
right,
how do we ensure that access to these advancements is equitable? Will this technology be available to everyone?
Yeah.
Or will it further widen existing societal gaps?
Those are really important questions to consider.
Yeah.
It's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
But also about how it will shape our society and the opportunities available to different individuals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Going back to the paper.
Okay.
What particularly resonated with you as you delved into this topic?
I think what struck me most was the sheer breadth of potential applications.
Okay.
And how much of it we haven't even begun to consider.
Yeah.
I mean, we've touched on restoring sight.
Right.
Enhancing communication.
Mm-hmm.
Even evoking emotions.
Yeah.
What if we could harness assistive augmentation to enhance creativity or even to foster deeper empathy and understanding between individuals?
It's a fascinating thought, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. We often focus on the tangible applications of technology.
Right.
But the potential to impact our emotional intelligence and creative capacities is equally profound.
Absolutely. It feels like we're just starting to scratch the surface of what's possible with assistive augmentation.
Yeah.
It's both exciting and a little bit overwhelming.
I agree. And I think the most important takeaway is that this is a conversation we need to be having now.
Okay.
As this technology continues to evolve, it's crucial that we consider not just the how, but also the why and the for whom.
So for anyone listening who's feeling a little mind blown right now,
yeah,
what's the one thing you hope they take away from our deep dive into assistive augmentation?
The future of assistive augmentation is brimming with potential, but it's up to us to shape that future responsibly and ensure these technologies benefit all of humanity.
Stay curious, keep asking questions, and let's work together to create a future where technology empowers and uplifts us all.